The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. I feel like I might get judged a little bit, especially by Sarah.
Because your voice.
Is my voice sound? Does it sound a little?
It's a little squeaky.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, you guys. We've been trying to get over this cold. My kid is still sick. It's such a pain. But I think I'm going to get judged a little bit for what I did this morning on my way here. And I think that Sarah's definitely going to judge me the hardest.
Ooh.
So, obviously, we have Live Day coming up in a few weeks.
Yes.
And the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. And
right.
Danny has been working hard on the guitar part for Father Christmas by the Kinks.
Yeah.
And so I was just feeling it this morning because you told us that you were working on it. So I decided to play the song. And then I just let the playlist go. And I just listened to Christmas music the whole way in today.
Already?
The whole way in. Everything from Frank Sinatra to Elvis to the waitresses.
Did you listen to CeeLo's Christmas record?
No, I did not. I need to do that. I listened to Run DMC, Christmas and Hollis.
That's a classic.
Absolutely. Do you judge me for this?
Well, before she answers, I would like to also throw in some other information that you guys did not know. I made Sarah listen to the Kinks' Christmas, but our version that we did a few years ago, as the new originals, we did it for Codes for Kids, and I made her listen to it all morning, and she was not happy.
It's bad, bad. Our version is bad.
What are you talking about? It's a classic.
Oh, Taryn, I'm sorry, but your vocals are something else.
No.
Did you sing on it?
I
forgot all about that.
She's saying too much.
When I was small, I believed in Santa Claus.
Here she is.
I knew it was my dad. And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents, and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas,
no one needs to wake up to this.
I'll be honest, I forgot you even sang on this.
Oh, because it was so memorable.
My gang of kids came over.
Here we go.
They said, Father Christmas, give us the money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you
So the answer is yes. I think she's judging you.
Wow.
So are we performing this at live night?
I hope not.
I know the new originals are. I'm not sure who all is involved. Danny's going
to
be shredding.
I got to start playing the drums again because I don't remember how to play that song.
I've heard whispers in the hall of people saying that this is happening. So
okay.
It's not confirmed, but they were like, Danny, you better get ready. And that's why I was like, oh, I need to get on that.
So is Miles going to have to relearn playing the sleigh bells again?
Is Sarah going to have to practice dancing terribly during it? Yeah.
To the little rich boy.
Oh, boy.
You should listen to this version on your way home.
This is
on repeat, Taryn.
So is it too early for Christmas music?
Well, I can't. I mean, I can't give you a hard time because we already bought Christmas, like, those inflatables.
Yeah.
at Lowe's yesterday.
You're ready.
Did you put them up yet?
No, my daughter wants them up already because it's the Grinch one and what's the dog's name? Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Do it. Well,
Merry early Christmas, everyone. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
AKA the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Well, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and Father Christmas. So does that mean you're going to have to sing it?
Nobody has told me that. I really hope not.
I mean,
that
you kind of have to.
But we have Kyle Court. We have people that actually can sing.
No, you're on the recording. If we had the person who's there who made the recording, that'd be like, you know, I don't know, Pearl Jam doing a show and Eddie's just sitting on the sidelines being like, no, you know what? Have someone else sing for me. Have Kyle Court sing for me. I don't want to do it tonight. You got to do it.
Okay.
Hey, it's National Happy Hour Day, and I feel like Taryn Daly might want to hit happy hour as soon as possible.
Let's go.
Hey, but at least you're not the Los Angeles Rams. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins just beat up. It's like, I get it. The Seahawks beat the Dolphins when they didn't have Tua. But we also then lost to the Rams. It's just a way, that's just the beauty of football. I mean, any given, I guess, Monday night, ended up losing 23-15. So the Rams are now 4-5 on the season, same record as the Hawks. And speaking of the Hawks, I was surprised, but to be honest with you, I haven't been really focusing on him as much as I did earlier in the season. Maybe that's why he hasn't been as good of a player as he was earlier in the season. They ended up releasing linebacker Tyrell Dodson, who was a lot of fun to watch at the beginning of the year. But, you know, they now got Ernest Jones IV, who's been playing really well for them. And they kind of want to now give this rookie Tyrese Knight a chance. And if not him, another guy that they have, Drake Thomas. So there's a bunch of stuff going on with the Seahawks during that bye week. So they made some changes. They also believe that Abe Lucas should be good to go.
Go Cougs.
That'd be awesome, dude. Yeah. That'd be so nice to have him on the offensive line against San Francisco when they play them this upcoming Sunday in San Fran. And also, fingers crossed that DK Metcalf will be making a return as well. Possibly, I heard, maybe tomorrow for practice.
All right. The Boeing machinists have ended that 7-week strike. They're back to work. I saw them all lined up getting off the Boeing freeway exit this morning through Everett. The new contract will give them a 38% pay raise over the next 4 years. However, it sounds like Boeing is planning to lay off 17,000 employees, and that's about 10% of its workforce. They're expecting notices maybe as soon as this week.
So we made the deal, but now we're getting rid of a bunch of you.
So a lot of workers obviously feeling uncertain about this. There's still the ongoing financial challenges that the company is going through, and then a lot of scrutiny still over the safety and culture issues within Boeing.
Man, we got probably the story of the century. 20 massage therapists in Florida have been accused of offering sex acts to undercover detectives. Imagine having that as your gig. Hey, babe, I got to go to work. But big part of this undercover sting, which is called, and I'm not joking about this, the sting is called Operation Skin So Soft.
Wasn't Skin So Soft the slogan for Avon?
Was it?
I think it was.
I was like, who's the perv that came up with that as the name of the operation?
Skin So Soft. It's very creepy.
You're doing what? I swear, babe, I'm just doing it for the job. It's Operation Skin So Soft. Well, here's Sheriff Grady Judd, which is a great name for a sheriff, Grady Judd, talking about the big sting operation.
The undercover would say, no, 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 just a massage. So on three different occasions, she continued to try to come back and upcharge him to engage in sex. She stood in front of the door so he couldn't leave, and then she tried to hold him down. This is a big undercover detective, and she might have been 5 foot tall. She wasn't as big as a popcorn fart, and she was trying to hold this man down.
It's the only reason why I played that audio, so I could hear him say she wasn't as big as a popcorn fart.
Does he sound like Dr. Phil?
Yes! I was like, when did Dr. Phil become a sheriff?
You've been drinking today.
Oh, my gosh! Wait, play a little bit of him again.
The undercover would say, no, 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 just a massage. So okay. Three...
Are you a prostitute? Somebody didn't tell you when you need to shut up.
Okay, fine. We'll be quiet. The Kraken are at home tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Hopefully the winning ways continue. A great win against Vegas in overtime. They got Daniel Sprong back on the team. That was pretty cool. And I want to give a shout out. We talked to him during checking in with the Rockhawks last week. My buddy Michael Henriksen, who's the emergency backup goalie for the Kraken, had a chance to practice with the team. Sent me a message out on the ice once again with them. Got to practice with them again because, you know, Grubauer still got some, like, I don't know if you saw him at the skills competition thing that they did. He was like one of the coaches. Like they do that for the fans, where the players do some fun like skills showing and things along those lines. His face was all messed up. I don't know what the hell happened to him, but like he's got like some bruising on his nose, and I don't know if like a safe fell on his face or something. I don't no idea what's going on. And Danny, what the hell's up? I was like, okay, when are the Sounders playing for the playoffs? They don't play until the 23rd.
Yeah, nice long break.
Well, because
they're like a month off.
I know, because they had to wait for to see the outcome of some other games. Okay. And then so now it's going to be LAFC. And really, the MLS Cup is until early December. So we have a while. I'm actually happy about it. They can get healthy.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 53 degrees, it's going to be cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up. A gang of kids come on.
So bad. Over the weekend, why did I end up saying this?
Oh, crap. I don't have it. Sorry, machine wasn't working properly. Lost my headphones. It's been a rough morning.
Well, I promise what I did say was for a great cause, and I will tell you all about it at 6:20.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Over the weekend, I was hanging out at Skookum Brewery in Arlington because we have this biannual cribbage tournament benefiting the National MS Society. And in the fall, we always do one when the Seahawks have a bye week. And so that was obviously on Sunday. And while we were there, I met a rockaholic named Brian who gave me an amazing gift. So I am.
First of all, is he James Brown?
Hit me. So I am at Skookum Brewery for the biannual charity cribbage tournament supporting the National MS Society, and my friend Brian here. Brian, say hello.
Hi, Brian.
Brian presented me with the most special gift ever. It is a handmade cribbage board that says Daily Migs in the middle, and you made it.
Made it from wood, mostly handcrafted. Cut everything out with a Dremel for the Daily Migs. Laid everything out with a laser. For the holes. It's for the wonderful Taylor and Daly.
Oh my, it is so beautiful, and I've never in my life played on a board that had my name on it. This is about as magical as it gets.
You know, I'm at the point where if anyone else tells me that Daly is spelled with an I,
oh no.
I want to punch him in the face.
That is
I mean, it's an aggressive way to handle things, but all right.
Defending my name.
Plus he's got possession of lasers. I do not want to mess with this man.
That is false. You're all spelling it wrong. There is no I in Daily. You and your lovely wife were here playing the cribbage tournament. Do you guys play at home a lot?
Yeah.
Who usually wins when you guys throw down? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I can't score points.
Wow. I was like three IPAs deep. I will be honest.
Some rather aggressive.
Can't score points worth beans.
Can you score points in the bedroom, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Brian.
Daddy. What is happening?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
Was his wife standing next to you while
you were
yelling at?
She was awesome.
Okay, was she drunk?
I think everybody was
okay. I don't know how my wife would handle another woman yelling at me going,
yeah, Daddy, let's go! Brian, thank you so much. It means the world.
Taryn, thank you for all you do. You guys are like a family, and it means a lot to me. Thank you.
Dude, I'm looking at this thing, and it is pretty awesome.
So I won two games on it, so it was very good luck at the beginning.
Okay.
And then I lost on the third match. I know, it was very disappointing.
You should have thrown this thing away.
I have. In the past, though, I won this championship once. My dad won twice. And then while we were at the tournament, my mom ended up winning this time around. So on the ride home, I got a post-game breakdown with her. So I'm driving home. Actually, I should rephrase that. I'm riding home from the cribbage tournament with my parents because Lord knows I cannot operate a vehicle right now, but my dad can and my mom is in the passenger seat.
Okay, first of all, we've been with you where you've not maybe had like a half of a drink and you sound completely plastered. In this situation, clearly you're too drunk.
Good?
Yes. I would, if you just played that audio and said, how drunk do you think I am? I'm like, not drunk at all. You've probably just been having waters.
I did drink some water. I was being good.
What the hell?
I know.
It's like a whole different sounding Taryn. Like, usually when you're drunk, we can tell you're drunk.
Dracine, who probably also shouldn't operate a vehicle right now. But she is in celebration mode because what happened to the cribbage tournament, Mom?
I am the champion of cribbage.
Now, that's how you sound usually when...
Right?
Well, I kept on fighting till the end.
Bow, bow, bow. Okay, that's enough. Mom, how many people did you have to beat in order to be the champion?
I think I beat 4 or 5, but you know what? They brought the best, and they were very, very skilled cribbage players, but I put my thumb on them, and I put them down.
That's what you do.
To you and your mom and Brian, it's a very violent tournament, apparently.
It's what I did today.
Especially as a daily. Now, I have won this tournament before, but the person taking us...
Wait, that just sounds so like, well, I have
I
won
also
this.
Did this.
Like, I like how you're like, that's great, Mom, but I have won this tournament before as well. That's what you have to do when you're a daily.
Welcome to the club. Tournament before, but the person taking us home right now is a 2-time champion. Dad, what happened with you in the tournament today?
Went down in 2.
What?
Crashed and burned.
I just feel like...
That does not sound too pleased. A, he's a designated driver for his wife and his daughter. And B, he did not win the tournament.
Loser.
I just feel like I don't ever need to play cribbage again because I did it. It's done. I'm moving on.
Well, congratulations, and I love you.
And I love you, and thank you for all you do. And thank you to Skookum. Thank you to Ron. Thank you to Jessica. Thank you for the... Food truck, Los Lonely Boys.
No, La Luna Family Bistro.
That was so off.
Isn't that a band?
Yeah.
Los Lonely Boys?
Los Lonely Boys.
What was the name of the food truck again?
La Luna Family Bistro.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
Pretty much.
Your mom is awesome.
La Booty.
Oh, God.
La Luna Family Bistro.
La Luna Family Bistro. That's right.
I love your dad in the background. Just like, La Luna Family Bistro.
I'm so over these girls.
He had had it. He had had it with both of us.
How long of a drive is that from there to your house?
15 minutes. That's not too crazy.
Sounds like the longest 15 minutes of your dad's life.
Oh, my gosh. But we did have a blast. It was awesome. The turnout was crazy. They donated $1 per pint back to the MS Society, and then La Luna Family Bistro donated 20% of their proceeds from the day to the cause. So it was just awesome. Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
It's pretty cool, though, to hear that like, you giving so much love to your mom. I mean, it's awesome. It's also ridiculous, like, winning a cribbage tournament. I think that's fantastic, but I think it would be kind of fun to hear from, like, you know, other people and, like, giving their mom or their dad their flowers, their ridiculous flowers, so to speak. Because I was thinking about, when you were talking about it, I was thinking about my mom, who's been getting better and healthier since my dad passed. And now she's to the point where now she likes to call people and prank call them again. My mom used to love doing that. She's, like, now in her 80s, I believe. And she's back on board for doing prank phone calls. Now I get nervous when I get a phone call from my mom.
Because
I'm like, she doesn't realize, I think, that there's caller ID. So she's been pranking her brother, my uncle.
Oh, my God.
Like incessantly. Like, just nonstop. And I'm, like, waiting for now the prank phone call from my mom.
I want her to prank us.
Yes. I was like, I don't even know what she's pranking them about. But my brother's like, yeah, mom's back to doing prank phone calls.
Oh,
I'm like,
that's so bad.
It's been, like, 30 years.
Like, we're back, baby.
Right? I think that's just so hilarious.
Well, the phone number you should give to your mom is 206-803-ROCK.
Okay, yes.
What random thing do your parents deserve props for? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. Let's give your parents their ridiculous flowers. And we will take your calls after Metallica.
The Daily Migs Show.
What random thing do your parents deserve props for? Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. Evan in Puyallup, you want to give some props to your mom?
Yes. Hello.
What's up, Evan?
So, my mom, this is back in the early 80s. She was pregnant with my brother at the time, and she was working this, working the door at a helicopter convention that my dad was covering. And this guy comes in, you know, she's checking everyone's badges, making sure that they're cleared to actually come into the show. Guy comes in without his badge, and he is just adamant that he needs to be let in, pulls a "don't you know who I am" card the whole bit. She refuses, says, "No, you're not coming in without your badge." Makes him actually go back to his hotel room to get it, and everyone's up in a tizzy about it. Turns out it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now, did she not know who Arnold was, or was she just like, you know what, no. I'm standing my ground, I don't care who he is?
No, she didn't know at the time. And she literally actually did not care when she found out. She's like, why would I care?
Do you remember around what era of Arnold are we talking about? Is it like around like Terminator? You know, like what?
It was like early. It was probably 82.
Okay,
so probably 81, before 82.
So yeah, still relatively newer in his, I think his acting career, but still that's hilarious.
The rules are the rules.
Yeah, he was still absolutely known as bodybuilder at the time. I guess like he was famous for that already.
Now, afterwards, like, did your mom, like, look back on that and laugh about the fact that, like, there's, like, arguably one of the greatest action film stars of all time, and she just stood her ground against him?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
We all laugh about it from time to time. It's a great bar story for us.
Absolutely. Hayden in Redmond, you want to give some props to your dad?
Yeah, I would love to give some props to my dad. So, my dad was a tugboat captain for a long-ass time, and he was tugging a boat from Los Angeles to somewhere on the East Coast, and as he's traveling towards the Atlantic, a Navy submarine catches on fire, services, sends SOS signals everywhere. It's like 15, 20-foot swells in the middle of the night, and no one's around to save him. So my dad and his little tugboat crew pulled up and literally saved every single person on that Navy crew.
That's
we have
amazing.
A big old actual... We got an actual big old plaque upstairs in my dad's house with all their signatures on it, with on the picture of the tugboat that they got saved on. And what was really crazy about it, and I don't know if this is like a you're going to die anyways type scenario because you're already under the water, but like 2/3 of these guys can swim and you're in the Navy.
Whoa. How many of them were saved altogether?
Right under 300. It was like 297, something like that.
That is insane.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give my dad props. You know what I mean? I know he works down at the Longshoremen's Hall down in Seattle now, and I know he listens to the show in the morning. He's usually there a couple hours before I get to work, but I hope you heard this.
What's your dad's name?
James Brown, but no, he's white.
I love it. Shout out James Brown.
James Brown with a name that's already impressive, and now he just took it to a whole other level.
Awesome. Rock on, Hayden.
Danny, you wanted to give props to your mom. Something just happened with her.
Of course, she had to go through eye surgery yesterday, which...
Like LASIK?
No, it was to remove cataracts.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't even know what that, like, entails, really. Like, and let me tell you, she didn't tell me until about a week before because, you know, our moms don't like to tell us things, so they won't stress us out.
But you were just there.
I know. Did not tell me.
At no point did she say, I'm going in for surgery on my eyes?
No, I was like, Mom, why didn't you tell me? I would have been able to come and, like, you know, take you. And she's like, oh, no, I got it covered. We're good. And then yesterday, my favorite part is I call her to, check on her and see how she's doing, and she's like, it's good. It's really blurry, though. I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, Mom, they literally cut cataracts out of your eyes, I assume. And she's like, yeah, I just didn't think it'd be this blurry.
But you're gonna say that. I tried to call her, she couldn't find the phone. And she found it, she had it upside down, so everything was muffled.
She was complaining about that. She was like, she was trying to text, and she was like, it was the greatest text I've ever seen.
Like, so is she home alone?
No, my aunt's checking with her.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
She's okay.
Go, Mom.
Right.
Mama V. Now, I would like to give props to anyone who feels like they could take down Steve Miggs this morning.
Oh, great.
He's got a record of 317 wins, 93 losses, and 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50. The Daily Miggs Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.